Hello everyone, and welcome back to Moonberry Audio, Moonberry's ASMR. And I'm so not used to doing ASMR, like actually. I'm used to like talking normally and screaming into the microphone during my chit chats, but I figured that this would be a lot more relaxing for you. I also am gonna play around with some real binaural sounds. So I'm just like playing with my mic placement and moving my head around. I want to incorporate some more of those actual sounds in my role plays, and I think I want my role plays to be a little bit more sleep friendly. Anyway, it has been so long since I've last done a chit chat. Let's check when I last did one. Oh my goodness, where is my last chit chat? And it wasn't Why I Write Toxic Roles, was it? No. It was, oh, What Keeps Me Up at Night. That was April 14th. That's insane, I think. Okay. Well, as you guys... Ooh, that was loud. As you guys know, I left for vacation in June. And I didn't get back until June 22nd. It was about a month away. And that's no excuse for not like having posted a chit chat since April 14th. Was it really April 14th? I feel like it wasn't. It couldn't have been. I wouldn't have let that happen, right? I posted some bloopers. So yeah, it was April 14th. Well, I went on two trips for my cousin's graduation and my boyfriend's graduation. My cousin's graduation trip was a cruise, and we booked that about a year ago. And then my boyfriend's graduation trip with his family was, what was that? That was booked actually really recently. His family handled the booking, and it was kind of a surprise, so it was really nice. I've actually never been out of the US before, except Canada. Niagara Falls when I was younger, but, well, okay. And then a cruise out of the US, but it's so close where it's like, it's so close, it's not. I've never been across the world, essentially. I went to a place in Europe, and it was a bit of a culture shock. I wouldn't say it was a culture shock. It wasn't like London or anything, it wasn't that similar to America, but it wasn't like crazy different. The only thing I really noticed was that they were a lot like quieter than Americans are when they were having normal conversations, like at a restaurant or even in the airport. The airport was so quiet. Oh my god, I'm getting out of the ASMR like volume. I'm sorry, I started to talk. It felt like everyone was like whispering to each other or like soft speaking normally. And at least where I went to two places within the same country, a city and then like an island for most of the trip. The island was definitely a lot quieter. The area that I went to on the island, at least the country that I went to, was very homogeneous. So everyone, they didn't look similar, but they all had light skin. And as you guys know, or I think you know, I've mentioned it before, I am a black woman. I have brown skin and curly hair, and I did not see many black people where I was. Being black in America, it's depending on where you are, of course. Oh dear. At least in my experience, I'm very fortunate to not have experienced any overt racism, anyone saying any slurs to my face. I went to a very progressive and liberal school for college. I grew up around people who look like me. I think also in spaces where people don't look like me in America, I've also been really comfortable, never experienced any, you know, just ignorant behavior. And I didn't experience any in Europe either. Everyone was very accepting, very welcoming, very kind. But I did get, like, curious looks. Like, it was odd. In America, lots of people are used to seeing, black people. You're used to seeing people of all races and ethnicities. So you're used to seeing everyone, I mean, depending on where you're living, of course, but you're used to seeing people with brown skin. And I don't know. I don't know about the place I went to. I don't know. From what I've seen, there was, like, zero black people there. There's, like, one I think I saw the entire, like, 2 weeks I was there. I just got lots of, like, stares. Like, curious, like, oh, that's different stares. It didn't feel bad. It didn't feel like hateful. It didn't feel that way. It just felt like, huh, that's new. But you know, otherwise it was pretty smooth. Different culture for sure. I told you people were a lot quieter. They dress a little bit more, at least where I went, they were dressing a little bit more, not formal, dressy. Which was fine, because I brought plenty of dressy clothes with me. Mainly dressy clothes with me, because it's like a vacation, you know? You want to be cute. Stayed in a very nice resort. Wonderful buffet. Like, breakfast buffet. Wonderful restaurants. It was really nice, you guys. It was such a restorative break, and I'm very grateful that I was invited. But yeah, I was away for so long, and I wanted to have some audios done. It did not work out. But, at least I'm back now, and I'm ready to record and write and edit. I'm always a little bit not ready to edit, but, you know, it's part of it. It's part of the process. My favorite, I think, is recording. It's the easiest part. And sometimes I'm just feeling, like, not super creative, so writing can be a little bit tough sometimes. Oh, I met up with a friend from high school recently. It was really nice to see her. We made perfume together in this cute little shop, and I realized something when talking to her. Like, she had some stories to tell about her past relationships and, like, her health and things. And I realized, I'm wondering, you guys, am I a boring person? I felt so boring because I didn't have any, like, extravagant stories to tell. I mean, yes, I just went on vacation, but I don't know if someone wants to hear, like, I mean, you guys are... I just told you guys, I hope I didn't just bore you, but I didn't have any, like relationship stories to tell. Like, things have been so peaceful, and I'm very, very grateful for that. I love, like, having a very peaceful, kind of, like, not uneventful life. Like, the things that make me happy and are fun to me are very, like, one of my favorite things to do on Sundays is to wash the berries. Like, put them in a bowl, run some water, and put some of that, like, fruit wash in the bowl, and, like, jostle the berries around, and, you know, and then dry them, and then put them in Tupperware. That's, like, one of my favorite things to do on Sundays. I'm really into learning about hormones and the female menstrual cycle. I've been into that for probably like a couple years now. I'm more into fitness now. I'm just like reading about fitness, about health. I kind of passed up my nutrition phase. It's kind of just like I make or try to make things that are healthy these days. There's no big problems, knock on wood. Oh my god, knock on wood. But please, knock on wood. Like, no stories, you know, that I feel like a friend would care to hear. And the things that I'm interested in are kind of just, like, educational. So I felt so boring. I was really just listening to her and, like, you know, catching up with her. But it made me wonder, like, I feel so satisfied with this stuff. I was just thinking the other day, I don't really experience boredom. I don't really get bored. If I have nothing to do, I have something to do. I can go Google something that's on my mind and I can start taking notes, and that feels so good and fun and stimulating to me. I recently moved in with my boyfriend, and it is something that I've lived with him twice before, but something that I'm relearning about him is that he needs to be doing something at every minute of the day. He needs stimulation. It is so odd to me. You can't just sit down and stare, or sit and close your eyes on the couch and just sit there. He doesn't like that kind of idle time. He needs to be actively doing something. And, you know, it works because, you know, chores get done and it's fine. You know, I respect that about him, but I find it so fascinating. So I find that very fascinating. And it reminds me of something that I read. Introverts and extroverts differ based on the amount of stimulation that they need, and it's related to, like, dopamine and, it says, while introverts and extroverts have the same amount of dopamine in their brains, extroverts have a more active dopamine reward network. The more extroverts talk, move, and engage in stimulating activities, the more extroverts feel dopamine's pleasant effects. In contrast, introverts are sensitive to dopamine, so all of the stimulation makes them feel overwhelmed and anxious. This is a very blanket statement, because not all introverts feel overwhelmed and anxious. I do, but hey, that's just me. Anyway, my point was, it has been a really fascinating experiment living with an extrovert, and he's literally playing volleyball with coworkers right now, and they're gonna get pizza. I would be so tired after work. I wouldn't want to go play beach volleyball, and that's probably why I'm boring. I think my problem is that I just have a lot of fun by myself. And again, washing fruit is very fun. Reading my hormone book and taking notes is very freaking fun. Going to the gym by myself at 7 a.m. is very freaking fun. And it's not fun for other people to hear about it, but it's fun for me. And if I'm doing things that I like that are fun for me, why would I want to stop? I like my little space. I like working, and it's really hard to get out of that, like, cycle of just enjoying your own company and getting out and doing things. I think it's a little bit more complicated than that, though, because with my boyfriend, he's kind of become in my, like, I don't want to say that. Well, I shall. I don't want to say it because it doesn't sound healthy, but he's kind of become, like, I just integrated into, no, I don't want to say that, you guys. It's not like that. I don't feel drained if I spend so much time with him. Being in my own space, he's considered my own space. Like, I don't need to recharge from him. He's become that. So, you know, I like to go out with him. I like to go. We just recently saw this anime movie. It was like, I don't know what it was named, but the main character's name was Nagi, I think. And it was a soccer anime. We saw it in theaters, and that was nice. And I don't know, like, that doesn't drain me. I mean, being outside drained me. I had to recharge from being outside, but not being with him. And I guess I'm just trying to work on letting other people into that. Like, I mean, my cousin's in that too. She is, but she's introverted, but she likes a little bit more stimulation. She likes things like, she loves nature, which is where we overlap, but, like, she also likes some, like, hiking, like, festivals and things. I like more, like, museums and musicals. I love musical theater, you guys. I freaking love musical theater. It makes me so freaking emotional. I love musical theater. I told you I just went to a perfume making event with my friend. I like things like that.
What's my point?
Oh, well, I guess this is all to say, like, I don't want to be boring, but I like my boring, uneventful life. I love it. I freaking love that. I'm gonna turn 24 soon, and I guess now is the time to, like, really think about how I'm spending my time. I know I like what I like, but maybe I need to do some exploring? I don't know. I don't like, dancing. I don't like going to the club. I don't like music festivals. I don't like concerts. Though I went to one, they're just not my thing. I like music, but I like listening to music in my headphones and feeling it. The only person that I would see in a concert, you know, if you watch or listen to my chit-chats, you know, it's Doja Cat. I just love her music. She just makes music that I like. She makes the sound of her music is the sound of music that I like. Anyway, yeah, that's just what's been on my mind. I like to go out. I do, just not often. And my birthday is coming up, and I really want to celebrate myself this year. I really do. But again, the things that I like to do are not very celebration-like. Like, we're not gonna go to a museum for my birthday. I don't know. It needs to be something where we're interacting with each other as a group. So, I don't know. What I do really freaking love is going to, like, exhibits or places or restaurants with a very, like, deep feeling of, like, you're in another world. I think my biggest goal in life is to feel or live in another reality. I probably have talked about this before. And I don't know if it's escapism. At this point, I'm not escaping from anything. I'm not trying to escape from anything. I just enjoy when things feel, like, otherworldly. Anyway, okay, there was this place this restaurant that's, like, very themed-based, that I was thinking about going for my birthday. It's not here anymore, I don't think. But just things that don't feel like you're in the kind of corporate capitalist-based world that we're living in. Oh my god. Every place is not capitalist, but America. I'm gonna just say America. Like, Legoland is a very good example. I think I've last been to Legoland when I was younger. I think it's for little kids. Let me see. But I had this, like, moment. I'm getting out of ASMR mode. Sorry, guys. It's for children. I last went when I was younger, so my memories are from when I was younger, but imagine, like, Legoland suitable for adults, you know? And, like, there's also this other place where me and my best friend went to, this, like, bar that was, like, fantasy themed. Oh my freaking, it was the best place I've ever been to in my life. I'm getting too loud. It was the best place ever. And I want to go somewhere like that for my birthday. There was also this, like, lantern festival that I went to a couple years ago with my family. And it was just, like, it felt like you were entangled. Like, places that bring you to other worlds. I love those things. And better yet, if people could dress up. Like, what the heck? Why do we stop dressing up for adults' parties? Or celebrations? Like, I don't know. Like, if we can get face paint, like, I don't know, what's wrong with me? I don't know, that sounds like so much freaking fun. I'm getting excited just thinking about it. I don't know, a place where we could wear, like, really, like, I missed the freaking Bridgerton experience. I missed it. My friend invited me, but I wasn't in town at the time. I wasn't living here. I missed the Bridgerton experience that year. Oh, but that's the perfect example of, like, a place that exists in Earth that takes you out of your reality. I don't know. That's my favorite stuff. Birthday plans. And then I also wanna, I think, make cupcakes myself and have, like, food coloring and sprinkles and make cupcakes. Maybe going out and, I don't know. Going out in what is the question. I don't know. I don't wanna just sit down and eat. Like, I do that every day. I just wanna feel like we're somewhere else in reality. In the stars. That's why I love museums, because they have so many exhibits, you know? Am I still recording? I think it's a good time to actually start my recording. I'm getting really hungry. I want that pizza. pizza now. I want some pizza with pineapple and spinach. Let's see where he is. In the meantime, I'm gonna, maybe I can give you like a sneak peek of like switching into recording mode. I need to go to my script on my phone. Let's switch into recording mode and I will be doing some ear to ear action. Let's get into recording mode. Wait, sorry, that was weird. That was a weird and moany one. Let's not do that. She's waking up. Baby, what are you? And then I have to shake. So, I'm shaking you. Baby, 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 baby. That's all the sneak peek I'm giving you. Okay, I'm gonna refill my water and actually begin recording. But nice chat as always. And guys, leave questions for my Q&A so you can guide the conversation too. I'll put the link below. But thank you so much for listening. And I will see you guys, or talk to you guys soon. Probably under my next upload. So,